Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Second overall pick back in 2010 out of Ohio State. That's Evan Turner. Evan, Tiki, and Tierney, how you doing today?
What's going on?
Oh, good, man.
Yeah, we're doing well. How ready are you to get back to basketball? The stoppage has been obviously very disruptive to everybody, but just basketball makes you feel normal, or are you nervous about this?
Oh, no. You know, obviously I'm just, you know, focused on, you know, getting back to trying to, you know, get in positions where, you know, getting back to normality, you know. Right now, you know, I've just been focusing on getting my body right, you know, just staying healthy and, you know, just following, you know, the health restrictions and doing as, you know, it suggests. So that's pretty much it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you talk about, you know, getting your body back in the game shape. And, you know, we can speculate sitting here in our office, or I was going to say in our studio, but we're not in our studios. We're in our respective homes right now doing this broadcast. But you guys have also been that way at home and unconventionally training. And we can say, yeah, they'll bounce right back. But how long do you think it is going to take guys to get into basketball shape, which we all know is different than being in shape?
Yeah, I think obviously it takes more than a few weeks, clearly. I think one thing that is tough to really, kind of calculate in a sense is, going through the grinds of a real basketball game and the grinds of a, you know, season schedule. You know, sometimes, it usually takes a couple months for us to prepare for that during the summertime, then training camp on top of that, you know. So I think that's the biggest thing that our body is going to have to adjust to, and everybody's going to have to be smart about is, not doing too much too soon.
Evan, how much, like, whether it's, you know, emails, whether they mail something to the home, I mean, like, at what level of communication, because it's like we're just playing this guessing game, like the Minnesota organization, have they sent you, or the NBA Players Union, just like a detailed, you know, expectation really from A to Z, encompassing absolutely everything within the bubble? Like, are you guys still guessing to an extent, or do you know exactly what's expected and exactly what is supposed to happen?
I mean, honestly, they've done the best they possibly can to try to update us. I know just even with the COVID situation, every single night we have a member from the medical staff reaching out, asking how we're feeling night and things like that. And, you know, one thing about the NBA is, especially the union, I think Michelle Roberts and all of them, they try their best to put us in situations where our health and our comfortability and things like that is taken, you know, very seriously and prioritized. I think they comprehend that obviously a bubble isn't ideal for anybody, but, you know, obviously we're all trying to make the best out of it. So, mm-hmm. I don't really have any doubt in the sense of being protected by the NBA if they can protect us, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's Evan Turner, and he's been in the league a while now. Second overall pick back in the day, 10 years ago. It's amazing that went pretty fast. And he's with Minnesota. He's a guard. So the to me, like the energy, the juice that just comes with the NBA playoffs. Listen, don't get me wrong, Evan. We'll take what we can get. But it's one thing as you guys run, you know, big time pickup games before each usual, you know, in a non-pandemic summer, you guys get after it. You know, you really have some high quality run, but nobody's in the gym but the players, maybe a trainer or two, whatever. I mean, imagine playing a playoff game with not a single fan in the building. Like, how weird is that going to be?
It's definitely going to be crazy, but I think one thing that people forget sometimes too, obviously, the fans were definitely great for their support, and they definitely play a big factor. But I think when it comes down to it, you lock in. Sometimes, in the grand scheme of things, I think, like, the great players and the players in the situation are really going to have to set the tone, and they will. I think you put a bunch of competitors on the court together, you know, I think, once somebody sets the tone, like, obviously LeBron is trying to play, you know, a lot of top guys are trying to play and trying to get a ring, and they're taking it seriously. So I think everybody's going to follow suit, mm-hmm. and there will be some good basketball.
Yeah, how odd is it going to be being in the second bubble? Obviously, the Orlando bubble is the one everybody talks about, but the one in Chicago, which is also being referred to, you know, what's that one going to be like? Because BT and I struggled to think to find like motivation. Like, what's the motivation going to be?
I mean, it's a job. To be honest, it's a job. This is what you do. You know what I mean? I think when it comes down to it, it's your job. Obviously, with each situation, it's just, you know, you have an opportunity to get better. And obviously, when you step on the court, you're always being evaluated, you know? So when you know the ins and outs of that, you know, you can't really – not everybody's out here coming out here. Not everybody's out here having the luxury to come out and kind of take it easy how they want. You know, it's still a business. And, you know, you still learn a lot about people through this situation. So, you know, whether you think it's, you know – it's a turnoff or not, you're still going to be evaluated.
You know what I wanted to ask you, and I don't know if this would apply to the second bubble here, but I'm sure you have some thoughts on this. You know, Mike Scott spoke about this. Jaylen Brown from the Celtics spoke about this, and Teak and I were hitting this last hour with the I guess it's roughly 20 or so previously approved messages, social justice reform, etc. Everybody knows what's going on. And, you know, to us, it was a good gesture. And, you know, maybe there's a dialogue where there could be other ones added. But, like, are you in line with Mike and what Jaylen said? Because to me, again, the gesture seemed noble and seemed very aware of the situation. But it doesn't seem like all the players are thrilled with the actual messaging. How did that, like, exchange, how does that even work? Like, do you guys have any input on that or no?
I mean, I'm never sure you're upset because they basically gave us a list, right? And I guess, like, a list to choose from, basically. And honestly, I didn't dig too deep into it because I just comprehend the basis of everything. Obviously, I think it's tough because when you feel like, you get a list or whatever, you feel as though they're trying to trap your voice and kind of trying to censor your voice. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of, you know, something that seems like it's always followed the usual cycle. Censor our voice, trap our voice, and do things like that. And then on the other end, I mean, to play devil's advocate, no pun intended in any sense, it's like legitimate, we're about to be on TV, there are certain rules and certain things that can't be, you know, apply. I mean, honestly, we comprehend as individuals and everything. We can tell you personal, but the NBA and everything is also still a business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And whether we want to or not, and I agree with them saying, like, how they're feeling, like, trapping their voice, whatever. It's like, it's legit. This life is 80-20. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not everything is going to be perfect, but when it comes down to it, I think, you know, whatever's on the list, I think the most important thing is to reiterate it. And, you know, like Martin Luther King said, you know, hate can't drown out hate, only love can do that. So I think the more, no matter what, how we speak or whatever we do, I think, you know, the emphasis on positivity and getting the right type of message out is going to be the most important thing in any part of this, so.
Yeah, no, I think that's well said. You know, Evan, the basketball tournament is going on right now. You guys haven't been able to play your game, but you have been coaching this game, and you're the defending champion here, Carmen's Crew. Tell us a little bit about this tournament, because the prize is real. If you win this thing, it's $1 million. Tell us about this and how it's going on, despite what's going on in the country.
It's been cool. You know, right now, we've been participating. Some of my college buddies and I have been partaking in this tournament for like the past 4 years. So mm-hmm. It's basically been like an alumni tournament, kind of, in a sense.
Yeah.
I've just been coaching myself, Jared Fellinger. We've been coaching, you know, John Dealer, David Lighty, Aaron Kraft, you know, Dallas Lauderdale, Sean Thomas, a lot of, you know, former All-Americans. So it's been fun. It's been competitive. And, you know, we've been locked in and try to come back and repeat. We had a great time in Chicago last year winning. And we think we are, you know, set up right now to do it again. So it's going to be fun. I think the TDT has been a lot of excitement. And I think it'll be a great way to kind of, you know, get the energy and excitement for when the NBA comes back to play and everything else. So
I've watched it, by the way. I had it on a little bit today when I was in my office. A couple guys I know from St. John's who have played there over the years that have actually made some money. They've been rolling in this thing for a while. But I'm curious, how many of these players do you think – I know some guys have gotten looks, whether it's camp and, you know, whether it's a two-way contract back in the day. Some guys played for a minute, then they bounced overseas. But how many – like, give me a percentage of – because I know it's high level. Give me a percentage of – guys that are playing in the TBT that you think could actually, if they were in the right situation, stick in the NBA for a couple of years?
I mean, it's starting on my team alone. David Lighty, he just won, he's 6'5", 220. He just won French Player of the Decade. He's won four French championships. I think he's gotten some looks and some camp invites. I think in the right situation, he can make a career. John Diebler, the all-time leader in three-point in Big Ten history, like the best you've ever seen, 6'7". He's a flamethrower. He's made a few million overseas. I think he can make it. Will Buford, the second all-time scorer in the Ohio State history. And last year, MVP. He's official. And Kraft, clearly, he's a dog.
Oh, he's a beast. I love that kid.
Yeah. Yeah, Deshaun Thomas, former second-team All-American. He's played for Panathinaikos out there. He's made millions. So, I mean, I got seven or eight animals over here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not just for my team. I know you guys, you play sports, and sometimes you're sensitive to simple timing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, situations, everything, you know, it's a business. You know, one thing you learn sometimes, and, you know, you show empathy towards those that played overseas. It's like, it's a business. Sometimes it's legitimate. It's just a business. It might not even be your skill set. It might just be if the numbers add up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
That makes a lot of sense. Go ahead. I was going to say, before we let you go, there's one question I got to ask you, because I saw this story, and our producer, Samter, just reminded me of this, that one of the teams, the Eberlin Drive, they had to drop out because of too many positive tests. And I hope this isn't a foreshadowing of what could potentially happen to the NBA in either of the bubbles, the restarts. But how has the testing been? And, you know, what's been the conversation around that? Because it's obviously the big impediment to basketball, really any sport going forward.
Yeah, I think the testing has been every single morning. So before we play our first game, we'll probably have a total of six tests. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's been every single day, and we get it back. And we've done a saliva test, and then today we did the one through the nose. So it's been relatively – I mean, everybody from our team, we've been checking for the past 2 months to make sure we all been, you know, clean of COVID. So it's been one of those things. But it's been relatively easy. We kind of follow the rules. I think a lot of people in a certain amount have, and I don't know. I understand what it is, and, you know, as long as you stay inside and comprehend, you know, what's risking if you don't follow the rules, and, you know, you should be straight. I mean, I like getting paid. So.
Yeah, I'll stay inside for a couple of weeks if I get paid, right?
I'll stay inside and wait for it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think when it comes down to this, it's playing in perspective and really just being a pro about it.
There you go. All right, man. Well, listen, good catching up. Good having you on the show. Good luck with everything. And
no doubt, man. Appreciate y'all. Y'all be cool, man.
Yeah, man.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.